In January 1863, a new regiment left the state of Iowa for duty in St. Louis. It was a most unusual unit. Although every member in it was exempt from military service, 914 men had enlisted freely and taken an oath to fight for the Union. The regiment was officially the 37th Iowa Infantry. In organization, it was a unit like all others, save for one difference. Every man from colonel to drummer boy was past the maximum military age limit of 45. Many of the recruits were over 60. Some were in their 70s. The senior soldier was Curtis King, who at 80 became the oldest soldier in the Civil War. In contrast, one of the younger members of the regiment was the chaplain, James H. White. He was only 48. This was Iowa's famous Graybeard Regiment, recruited by special arrangement with the War Department as a means of showing that there were still plenty of able-bodied citizens not subject to conscription, but perfectly willing to go to war. The tacit understanding from the beginning was that the 37th Iowa was to perform guard and garrison duty only. The Graybeards were never intended to be a combat regiment. They enlisted for a full 3-year tour of duty. They were excellent guards, but being older men, they were easily annoyed by discipline and adapted ever so slowly to Army routine. For several months, the regiment guarded prisoners of war and railroad lines in the St. Louis area. When they received no pay after 4 months in service, an Iowa editor pled, "The old heroes do not grumble, yet many of them have large families dependent upon them, and the failure to receive any pay must necessarily cause considerable suffering." By then, the 37th had lost its eldest member. The demands of war had proved too much for 80-year-old Curtis King. The transplanted Virginian was discharged after 4 months of duty for physical disabilities. Guarding captured soldiers at Alton in Rock Island, Illinois, occupied the Graybeards for over a year. The only action for the regiment came when guerrillas ambushed a train on which they were riding near Memphis, Tennessee. In the last year of the Civil War, the Iowans were on guard duty at Indianapolis and Cincinnati. Even though the 37th Iowa was in no major battle, it had more than its share of misfortunes. The Adjutant General of Iowa stated of the regiment, "During the period of their service, the officers and men suffered greatly from sickness, both on account of the change of climate and the exposure to frequent rainstorms to which they were subjected." Ignoring the advanced ages of the men, the Iowa official added, "They were not provided with adequate camp equipage, and the exposure and hardships which they encountered resulted in many deaths and rendered many more unfit for the further performance of military duty." Battle casualties for the Graybeards were only 7 men. On the other hand, 145 soldiers died of disease. Another 364 were discharged as too ill to serve any longer. When the regiment was officially mustered from the Army in May 1865, a startling statistic emerged. More than 1,300 sons and grandsons of members of the 37th Iowa had also been in Union service during the war. Another fact may be even more unbelievable. So old were those Iowans, and so young was the state of Iowa, that not a man in the regiment could claim the Hawkeye State as his birthplace. There had been no Iowa when these men were born.